You are indeed tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. We have a special hour lined up for you from 4 until 5 p.m. this afternoon / early evening. My name is Andy Resto. I'm going to be the host, and we are joined in studio this week by Norman Navrosky. And I always kind of mess up. I think we got it. He's giving me the thumbs up. Norman Navrosky, who is in town to promote an event that he is a part of tomorrow night at the Carnegie. So we will get to Norman on the other side of this song from an album he was a part of called Cazzarola, and the song is called Waltz for Cinca. So stay tuned. It's CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. That was Waltz for Cinca off of the album Cazzarola, which is an album, well, a CD by Norman Navrosky and Amici. We're going to get into what exactly it is, what it entails. However, you're listening to CHR 101.9 FM. Thank you for listening. My name is Andy Resto, and this week until about 5 p.m., I'm joined live in studio by Norman Navrosky. He's here now. How are you doing?
He's happy to be here, Andy. Thank you so very, very much for having me here. And it's nice to be back in Vancouver.
Great. You are originally from Vancouver. I lived here for
East
a
End.
While, yeah?
Born and raised East End. Went to Lord Nelson Elementary. Went to Templeton Secondary. Went to Langara. Went to Simon Fraser. And then left and got drunk one night and ended up in Montreal.
I guess that can happen.
Crazy things happen. And like before that, I wasn't doing music necessarily. I played the violin as a kid. But it's only when I moved to Montreal, got drunk for a second time, ended up on the stage. Next thing you know, like here I am back with an album with many different albums.
Yeah, many albums. Do you want to briefly give a rundown of who you are for the listeners and what it is that you've been involved with in the past?
Sure. I'm a author. I write books, poetry books, short stories, novels now. I'm a musician. I play violin, other instruments. I have many different bands in Montreal. I record music, release albums. I've got like 60 albums out there on all kinds of different labels. I tour as a musician. I'm also an actor. I tour as an actor. I do adult sex shows, but these are educational. So I've got giant dancing penises and vaginas. I was actually here at UBC in the residences 1 year performing. And that's what I do for a living. That's how I make my living. I make my living basically now on the stage. But I had to get drunk in order to get on the stage the very first time. And I never looked back.
Yeah. In a nutshell, great. And what we heard to open the show was, as I mentioned, from an album called Cazzarola. Do you want to maybe talk about that? And it'll give an idea of some of the combination of
sure,
things that you do.
Sure. Cazzarola is an album I recorded as a musical soundtrack to accompany my novel, which is a novel of the same name, Cazzarola, Anarchy, Romani, Love in Italy. And it's a novel about 120 years in the life of an Italian family. And it's a love story. An Italian boy falls in love with a Roma refugee girl. Roma is the correct term we use as opposed to gypsy, but that's who she is. She's a Roma. She's a refugee. She lives in Rome. He fell in love with her, and it's not supposed to happen. So the novel is about the history of the family, the love story, and the soundtrack I recorded follows every 10 years of the book, of the story in the book. So I've got music from every decade, either traditional Italian or music I wrote in collaboration with friends. And it's music I recorded in Italy, recorded in Montreal, with my bands, with other bands, original stuff, rearranged stuff. Amici is Italian for friends, so it's me with friends.
Okay, great. Very cool. And this week, you're in Vancouver for a show tomorrow night.
That's right. Tomorrow night, June 29th, at the Carnegie Theater, which is in the downtown East Side. It's a free show. It's an all-ages show. It's an early show at 6 p.m., and everybody's invited to come. I will basically be doing what I will be doing a bit of for you here today, which is spoken word with live sampled looped violin.
Great. Yeah, I was going to mention that we're going to get a bit of a taste of it today. Over the next hour or so, are you about ready to go with that now, or did we want to do another song before jumping into it? We could also give you a couple minutes.
I'm ready.
You're ready to go? Okay, awesome. So he's just setting up now, and the next thing you hear will be live performance from Norman Navrosky.
Live at CITR FM 102 here in the beautiful basement of UBC, the bowels of UBC. called A Bluebird Sang. A bluebird sang a song outside the walls of a prison. All the prisoners listened. It was a beautiful song, a song of freedom. A prison guard shouted to the bird, "You can't sing outside my prison. Stop, or I'll kill you." The bird kept singing. The prison guard killed it, and all the prisoners cried. Outside the walls of the prison, thousands of birds gathered, blue, red, yellow, every color of the rainbow, and sang the same song, the song of freedom. Then all the prisoners inside, every single one of them, sang the same song, a song for their freedom.
Great. So that was Norman Nowroski live here
at CITR. In the bowels of UBC at CITR 102.9.
I never
get it right. Is it 109.9?
It's 101.9 now, but it is like an old school way of saying it, I feel like, and it gives an idea that you
I knew this. Known this station.
A history of CITR.
A history of the station. A history of the city. History of the station. I never went to UBC. I ended up going to the competition at SFU, not for long. And when I was there, there was a fledgling radio station, and everybody just did cassettes, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's the thing to do. Yeah. And the library was nothing but cassettes, boxes and boxes of cassettes.
Yeah. It's coming back a little bit. Don't you think?
In Montreal, the major producer of cassettes tells me like every week they do like 1,000. They reproduce 1,000 copies of cassettes every week.
Mm-hmm.
Minimal orders.
Yeah. Lots of local artists are doing that now. And I think, the medium's coming back a little bit, which is nice. That song you play, is that part of a new project or something that you've been working on?
It's all new.
Yeah.
It's all new because that was improvised. I never know what I'm going to do. The text was written. And I've performed this text with a full band, but when I do it solo, I switch it up every time and I come up with a different melody and I improvise it. It's basically, I improvise with the sampler and the looper and whatever I'm in the mood for. If the sun is shining, that's the melody. If it's raining, it's snowing, if it's minus 40, well, it's a different kind of thing.
Great.
Cool. But in terms of projects, yes, I've got many more musical projects on the go right now.
Right.
So
right.
Many different albums will be coming out.
Yeah.
I think you've got one of my most recent albums was the duo I do with a piano player in Montreal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That one's called Wild Plains. We could get into a track from that now.
Sure. We can do that. Yeah. She's we've been together not for very long. And again, it's all improv. We sat down. I heard about this woman who's a classical pianist, who's an amazing classical pianist. And we sat down in her classroom. And I'd never played with her before, and I turned on a little Zoom recorder and said, look, let's just fool around and see what happens. Mm-hmm. So during a whole year, we basically recorded, and it's like, great. There's an album.
Yeah, awesome. Do you have a song that you'd like?
Try the anyone. You pick a track.
Right. I'm trying to remember the one that I played before. I think it's Lopsidedness, track
go
six.
Go for it.
We're going to go for Lopsidedness. This is the album Live Improvisations by Wild Plains. Jose Allard, is that how you pronounce
Jose.
The name? Jose.
Allard.
Allard, okay, great. And Norman Roski here on CITR 101.9 FM. And on the other side, we'll hear another live track from Norman. Thank you.
most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. If only I could
dream we could start again. Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Fathers, the future, does a pope smoke dope? No one knows. No one knows. No one knows. The age of prosperity, the mother of gravity, the night and the moon, the drift of the crow, the strength of the goose, whether ducks can row. No one knows. But the king is dead. The queen is dead. Rise with the bread. Rise with the bread. The king is dead. The queen is dead. Rise with the bread. Rise with the bread. The tone of the kettle, the ring of attrition, which half the calf, which rode the toad, no one knows, no one knows, no one knows. Do mice take ice? Does a pope have lice? The color of time, from where comes the rhyme? How white is light, how black the night? No one knows, but the king is dead, the queen is dead. Rise with the bread, rise with the bread. I said the king is dead, the queen is dead. Rise with the bread, rise with the bread. Mm-hmm.
And there you have it. Another one from Norman Nebrowski
here.
Bread
song.
The bread song?
The bread song. Yeah, bread for the folks. Bread. No one knows. Used to be a bakery here called Uprising Breads. Is it still around?
Yes.
Donald Venables in commercial?
Yeah.
Best carrot cake.
It is, right.
The best carrot cake ever in all of Canada, I think.
Really? Okay.
Once upon a time.
Yeah, I wouldn't have even known that. So now I'm gonna go test
that
out.
Check out the banana.
I was noticing the other day, what is the deal? Carrot cake, it's always a thing to have like a frosting carrot shaped design on it. And why that doesn't happen in any other cake. And I'm not sure what that is.
Carrot cake is special, man. But it's a West Coast thing, like Nanaimo bars. We don't get those in Montreal.
Yeah.
I live in Montreal, there's no Nanaimo bars. Carrot cake sucks. And what else? You know, you're just lucky. Our beaches suck. We have like concrete. The mayor builds this little concrete abutment on the side, on the edge of the St. Lawrence River, dumps a couple truckloads of sand and says, here you are, people, your beach. It's like, no.
But you were saying, so you're living in Montreal now, you were saying the music scene is thriving, though, in Montreal.
It's incredible. It's so huge, and it grows year after year in terms of the number of amazing artists, the number of amazing bands, the number of people, musicians, artists who move to Montreal because it's still affordable. So as a musician, you can survive in that city. Unlike Vancouver, it's very, very difficult. And the number of venues, there's venues opening up constantly, underground venues, brand new venues that nobody even knows about. It's word of mouth venues. Mm-hmm. And the festivals happen sort of nonstop. And I attribute part of this to, well, the creative sort of coming together of all these elements, but also the provincial government pumps more money into culture in general than the BC government. Boo, Christy Clark. So in Montreal, artists can get access to more money for whatever they're doing, you know, visual art, writing, music, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying part of that is the kind of the promotion of Francophone culture.
For sure. Because it's Quebec government and they believe strongly in promoting Francophone culture. There's way more money pumped into supporting that scene and keeping those artists alive and well and, you know, creating. So Montreal is a wonderful city to create in simply because it's affordable. You can do it without, like, you know, killing yourself, without having to worry about paying an exorbitant rent. Although things are changing slowly.
Yeah, as they do.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Happen. Yeah, yeah. Great. One more reminder of why you are in town.
Doing today. a free show tomorrow, Wednesday, June 29th at the Carnegie Center, which is at the corner of Hastings and Maine, for those of you who don't know Vancouver, downtown East Side. It's kind of funny because I used to work there. I went at the Carnegie Center once upon a time, a long time ago. And it's a free show. I'll be doing spoken word, sample looped violin. To give people a taste of what it is I do. And it's at 6 p.m., early show, again, all ages. So, you know, you're all invited to come and check that out, please.
Great. How have you found things here in Vancouver have changed since you live back here? Maybe
whoa,
that's a loaded question.
Wow, it's, you know, it's there are changes I don't like. I mean, there's changes I do like, a lot of positive things going on in the city, but most of all, it's become a gentrified, highly unaffordable, exclusive city. It's turning into a playground for the rich. It was never like that when I came from here. It was an affordable city, you know? You could get a job, you could find a place to live and not have to worry about anything. Now, all my friends living here are living in fear. They're going to get evicted from their apartments. They're going to be condomized, turned into condos, and where are they going to go? So I don't like that. You know, I don't like that at all. I don't like what I'm seeing happening to Chinatown, you know, to downtown East Side, to the rest of the city, my old neighborhood, like in the East End, tearing down mom and pop shops and putting up these like grotesque condos.
Cheese stores or condos.
Yeah, like this isn't the neighborhood. This isn't the neighborhood I grew up in. And this isn't serving the people that lived here. But I don't know. I mean, something's got to give. This city is out of control. And it's like the developers totally run this city. Montreal, they run up to a point, but we still have affordable housing, you know? Mm-hmm. But Vancouver, I don't know, man. It's things have to change.
Yeah, yeah. You still seem to tend to come back here often, so it still seems to be something you want to see.
I need my shot of West Coast. I need my shot of mountains, trees, fresh air. I just came back from Squamish. I was up at Alice Lake camping 2 days with my sister. And it's like, that's what I miss. I live in downtown Montreal. Can you imagine? We struggled for years to save a 20 by 90 foot piece of green space in our neighborhood on our block. 20 feet by 90 feet. We fought. we lost to a condo project. Mm. So I miss wide open green, blue sky. That's what we don't have.
Mm. Yeah. Alrighty. So
transitioning
back to music. Crocodile. Yeah.
Yeah,
that
Crocodile.
That's what I was gonna bring up. So the one of the many projects that you're involved with currently is a group called Crocodile, and you put out a record called Yoma that was originally meant to be a film score.
It's a soundtrack for a film, but the film was never shot. So we wove this whole story about this film made by this, you know, famous Turkish filmmaker, and he ran into all kinds of legal and financial problems, and people were crying, oh, we heard you doing the soundtrack for this big film, and now there's money problems, and the film isn't coming out. That's horrible. Well, we created this story. We fabricated the story, and so we did the soundtrack for a film that doesn't exist. And on the cover of the album, you see photos. We staged all these photo shots of us as characters in the movie. The movie's about people who are trying to steal a time machine from each other. There's a KGB agent, a Latino bartender, and Indiana Jones kind of guy. And we're all trying to steal a time machine from each other. So this is the theme from the film, Yoma, and the time machine is on this track.
Okay, awesome. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9, live in studio with Norman Dabrowski, and we're also going to hear some more live tracks from him as well on the other side of the theme from Yoma. So stay tuned.
Thank you. ciao, Bella, ciao, Bella, ciao, ciao, ciao. One morning when I woke up, I found fascists all around. Oh, anarchist partisans, come take me with you. Bella, ciao, Bella, ciao, Bella, ciao, ciao, ciao. Oh, anarchist partisans, come take me with you, 'cause I'm not afraid to die. Die fighting as a partisan. Oh, Bella, ciao, Bella, ciao, Bella, ciao, ciao, ciao. If I die fighting as a partisan, you must come and bury me. Bury me up there in the mountains. Oh, Bella, ciao, Bella, ciao. Say, oh, see that lovely flower. That's the flower of a partisan fighter. Bella, ciao, Bella, ciao, Bella, ciao, ciao, ciao. That's the flower of an anarchist partisan.
Friends, well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
This next one is a piece written by Bertolt Brecht, based on the life of a guy who used to work on a coal train in Ohio. I just came from Squamish, and up in Squamish I saw the lines, and I think I want to do this one today for you because of the lines, the tracks that I saw up in Squamish. So the guy worked on a coal train in Ohio, and he died of a lung disease, and the piece is called Coal for Mike. At the beginning of this century, a woman lived in Bidwell, Mary McCoy, widow of a brakeman by the name of Mike McCoy. But she lived in poverty. And every night, from the thundering trains of the Wheeling Railroad, the brakeman heaved some lumps of coal over the picket fence into the potato patch, shouting briefly in harsh voices, "For Mike! For Mike!" And every night, as the coal for Mike crashed against the rear wall of the hut, the old woman arose, crept drunk with sleep into an overcoat, and heaped the lumps of coal to one side. Coal, gift from the brakeman for Mike, dead, but not forgotten. And she arose so long before daybreak to heap her gifts away from the eyes of the world, so that the men, these brakemen, would not get into trouble with the Wheeling Railroad. For Mike! For Mike!
Abrupt cut off. All right, great.
You just got pie plate by a turkey baster. Hope my sister doesn't mind. Vivian, I just borrowed it for the show. Okay, I'll bring it back. I'll wash it. We'll have to be clean.
All righty. So that was, what was that one? Coal for Mike. Okay, that, Bertolt Brecht. Fan of Bertolt Brecht. So
you are?
Excited. Yeah, excited
we
to hear that.
We were the first to set this piece to music. We actually, one of my bands, Rhythm Activism, was in Germany and recorded. Well, there's a microphone over here. I'm not used to talking into a microphone. Rhythm Activism, once upon a time, we were on tour in Europe, and we, as a band, recorded this piece on his statue. There was a big bronze statue of Bertolt Brecht, and we went to the statue, and we played this live around the statue and recorded that.
Oh,
and it was like, cool. It was
very
just cool.
Yeah,
I'm a big
yeah.
fan of Bertolt Brecht as well.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. So we've got just 2 minutes left. So wrapping things up, you've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we've had a nice little hour here with Norman Dabrowski. Norman Dabrowski, coming from Montreal, originally from here in Vancouver.
East End. East End.
And he's back
yeah,
in
Emma.
Town.
Emma's from East End, too.
Oh, Emma outside.
Emma
yeah,
outside
yeah,
from
right,
East
great.
End.
Shout out to Emma. So you're here in town for an event tomorrow night at the Carnegie
Center, downtown, in the theater, the big theater, the Carnegie Center. It's free, 6 o'clock. Come, all ages. It's not going to be a long show, but it will definitely be an entertaining show.
Mm-hmm. And similar, all the bells and whistles, looping violin, as you may have heard so far this afternoon. If you missed it, check out the podcast. Go to CITR.ca. It will be up there. Search Norman Dabrowski, and you'll find it in the near future. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you so very, very much, Andy, for having me. Thank you, CITR.
Yeah, no worries. Brand new studios.